8,000 rowers have converged on Boston this weekend for the Head of the Charles Regatta. The event is billed as the world's largest two-day rowing event, with athletes representing 600 different universities and rowing clubs from all over the world. But no team is getting more attention than the five rowers and one alternate from Iraq. Only a Game's Karen Given has the story.
During their 6 weeks in the United States, members of the Iraqi national rowing team have gotten used to photo ops after being interviewed by everyone from CNN to USA Today. On this Sunday morning, less than a week before the head of the Charles, and seconds before they're to push off for a camera-friendly race in Boston, they've discovered a problem.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce Smith, executive director of community rowing and coach at Riverside Boat Club, rushes over to sort out an improperly placed pontoon. Normally, the Iraqi national team doesn't use pontoons, rowing's equivalent of training wheels. But today, instead of perfecting their technique with advice from U.S. experts, they're teaching rowing to members of the U.S. military, all of whom have served in Iraq.
Attention, go!
One, two,
as the mixed teams of Iraqis and Iraq War vets take off on a friendly race on the Charles River, the sounds of camera shutters almost drown out the sounds of oars. Bruce Smith says the Iraqis are enthusiastic rowers wherever they go, but today's event is special.
It's amazing. And watching guys, you know, conversing amongst themselves in Arabic, working together in a boat, trying to do the same motion as guys who are speaking American, it really was a special moment, and it's what sport's for. You know, if it doesn't bring people together, why are we doing it?
Lieutenant Colonel John Richardson served three tours in Iraq, where members of the U.S. military are often asked to train Iraqis. He enjoyed today's role reversal.
You could just see the pride that they had, that they know that they are experts. And they brought us in today, set us down, and they were fabulous instructors. The team is made up of Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds, which to me it just captures the Iraq success story. And so it was an honor for me to actually get to get in a boat with a bunch of guys, because I know where they came from and what they've been through for the last, not just 10 years, but really about the last 40 years.
Richardson says he's not surprised that Iraq is stable enough to field teams for international sporting events, but he was surprised that a rowing team is among them.
Iraqi crew, I never would have thought. I mean, they do have some pretty big rivers that run through that country, but they are, they're excellent athletes. They clearly know their stuff, and I look forward to seeing them racing the head of the Charles next weekend.
As the teams carry their boats back to the bay, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Watson, one of the lucky few who didn't get drenched during the race, is looking forward to spending some more time with the Iraqi rowers.
Oh, this is great. Good to see some Iraqi people here. But, as we get a chance to mingle a little bit, we'll talk about where they're from, how things are in Iraq. But just the fact that they're over here rowing, that's a good sign.
Watson didn't get the chance to ask that question. The Iraqis left before lunch to find dry clothes and to avoid a meal that would make it even harder to drop weight before this weekend's races. But a few days later, while his teammates warm up at the Riverside Boat Club, Haider Rashid answers the question of how things are going back home.
But now it's getting better by time, not like before. We have a lot of checkpoint. But anyway, it's getting better than before. We feel safe. There's a lot of checkpoints, like I said, from my home to my training. I saw like four or five checkpoints, and it's only 10 minutes by bicycle. So you see soldiers from government, checkpoint, all the cars, everybody who have luggage, who have anything. So you feel better.
Rashid's been rowing since 2003. He's won gold at the Arab Games, silver at the Asian Games, and represented his country at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. And while he hasn't always felt safe traveling to and from training sessions, he never worries when he's on the water.
Now we are fine in the water. You know, it feels like our water. Yeah, it's very nice.
Rashid will find out if the Charles River is also his water this afternoon in the men's championship singles. His teammates will compete tomorrow afternoon in the head of the Charles lightweight fours. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbon.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. It is 230 feet long, it weighs almost a ton, and it will feed a family of, several hundred? The toothsome construction with which the residents of Iztapalapa, a borough of Mexico City, broke the Guinness record for largest enchilada was meant to convince people that, quote, Iztapalapa is a high-level tourist destination. So spoke the tourism secretary of Mexico City, Alejandro Rojas. The enchilada included corn tortillas, white onions, serrano chilies, green tomatoes, avocado cheese, and a veritable sea of salsa. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to find something to eat.